bitch. If you don't know things you love outside of your business, you need to figure out who you are outside of your business. These are the top lessons that I have learned from 25 years in the hairdressing industry. You need to concentrate on the foundations for serving the clients that you've got at higher standards. Once you can work on the foundational level of serving the clients that you have at the greatest capacity, you can double your turnover. The most important thing that I learned from a salon owner at 24 years old to when I finished being a salon owner at 40 years old was: welcome to a revolution in the hair industry, a space where being banked and beautiful and creating massive global impact is the new standard. I'm Blythe Langford, and in this podcast, I'm going to share with you the exact strategies and insights that helped me transform my 3 salons into 7-figure businesses in under 12 months. If you're ready to step into your power and grow your wealth and be part of a movement that's changing the game globally, then babe, you're in the right place. So let's get started. These are the top lessons that I have learned from 25 years in the hairdressing industry. So this will change the lives of so many salon owners, but if you're a business owner or a manager or a leader, it will help you so much in dealing with your team and your business as well. I got big news, guys. I'm completely transitioning. This has been a huge thing lately, and I am very guided to actually own all the abilities and gifts that I have within me and all of the knowledge that I have. And I realized who requires the information that I have most of all. And this is the hairdressing industry, salon owners specifically, and hairdressers. As you know, I was a hairdresser for 25 years. I had salons for 18 years. I was with a 9-figure business for 20 years. And whilst I've learned so many things from naturopathic nutrition, from detoxing, from health, from sustainability, from ancient healing rituals, from health, wealth, leadership from Tony Robbins, blessings from the Dalai Lama, monks in India, I'm like, who am I here to serve most? Who requires this information most? And I have been so resistant to it, because I stepped away from the industry, and I know that these are the people that need this information the most. So I'm having a huge transition in my business to be of greatest service to humanity, and I am fighting my ego on it, and had the awakening that I need to get the fuck over myself and actually be in service, because I always talk about being in service to humanity and the planet, and this is the best way that I can be. So I, Blythe Langford, am here to serve hairdressers and salon owners to be banked, to have bodies they absolutely love and adore, to get out of their numbness, their stuckness, their drugs, their alcohol, all the things that are fucking you over from being the amazing healers and hairdressers that you are. And remembering that you have got ancestral wisdom within you that makes you so unique and different to everybody else on the planet. And I'm here to help you remember who the fuck you are and change this industry back to being whole and complete, and have us really being the true powerhouses that we are, that love ourselves fully, wholly, completely. Remember, we are innately worthy. We are unique and different for a reason, because hairdressers are the sages. We are the wisdom keepers. We're the leaders behind the leaders. As hairdressers, we talk to everybody on the planet. We have got more power and more influence than anybody. And if we unite, we can change humanity and this planet forever. So I, Blythe Langford, am here in full service to hairdressers and salon owners so that we can together change the world forever. So if you have followed this podcast and you are no longer interested in what I'm doing, thank you. I love you so much. And you've now got a responsibility to share this podcast with your hairdresser and every single hairdresser you know, so that we can take over and start a revolution. These are the top lessons that I have learned from 25 years in the hairdressing industry and from 20 years of being in a 9-figure global brand. and from 17 years of being a hairdressing salon owner. So this will change the lives of so many salon owners. But if you're a business owner or a manager or a leader, it will help you so much in dealing with your team and your business as well. And now it is my pleasure to introduce myself, to reintroduce myself to the hairdressing industry. My name is Blythe Langford. I've been a hairdresser for 25 years. I've had 3 7-figure businesses that I took from 6 figures of huge debt to 7-figure salons, all within under a year. I took my staff's wages from average to 5Xing that, so that many of my seniors, and especially in my last years of hairdressing, all of my seniors were over 6 figures in wages after tax. My hairdressers were banked. My salons were banked. And I'm here to help you do the same for you and for your staff so that we can change this world forever. So that you and your seniors and your juniors remember their innate power and positively affect their clients. Because if we can do that, we can change the world together. So the most important thing that I learned from a salon owner at 24 years old to when I finished being a salon owner at 40 years old was me as a being. When I first started as a hair salon owner, I was like all the other male bosses that I had had previously and the female bosses that were so in their masculine, and I was in my masculine so much that that's how I led my staff. I forced them into things. I taught everybody through mindset practices to change their mind. Whereas over time, I realized that wasn't helping anybody. That wasn't giving me sustainable results. Sure, my staff were great for a period of time, but they would fluctuate, and it was up to me to always motivate them rather than towards the end, my last 10 years of my hairdressing journey. So first I was fiery and fierce, and then I went super spiritual and woo-woo and way too feminine and fluffy. And then I combined both of those and I was embodied in my masculine and feminine energies. So I was able to allow my staff to become their own powerhouses. Rather than me forcing them, I allowed them to understand and be personally responsible for their own journey. I allowed them to be able to be the way showers in how they wanted to lead their clients and the other team members and the juniors underneath them. I allowed them to educate me on what they needed and required. And I allowed my leadership to bring out what they desired most within them. Because remember, we're not here to change anybody. These people come to us because there's something within us that can shift and transform and remind our staff who the fuck they are. Because they're already powerful. No matter how weak you think a team member is, their weakness is equal 100% to their power. And it's up to our magnetism as a leader to be able to help them tune into that. We're not there to change them. We're there to bring out what's already within them. So when I was able to tune into that, everything shifted in my business. I didn't force my team to do anything. My team showed up no matter what. My team told me about the incentives they wanted. My team would tell me every single day about what they were going to achieve, about how they were going to get the results they wanted, how they were going to inspire their clients. They would tell me. I didn't have to force anything anymore. I allowed my leadership to be so strong that they were empowered to show up as leaders within my business rather than dependence on me to provide them solutions. So if you can go from your masculine, forceful energy and combine that with your beautiful, sacred feminine. And this is for men and women because we all have masculine and feminine traits within us. If you can combine your masculinity and your femininity and lead from a place of support, respect, and honoring of your staff and your team whilst providing them with amazing leadership and transformational skills, then watch your business 10x. Watch your staff never want to leave because you bring out of them what nobody else can. Watch your clients be magnetized to your team because they're epic leaders, and watch yourself get time freedom again. Because isn't that why you came into business? because you thought you'd be banked and you'd get more time off, yet you're still hustling. So allow your sacred masculine and your sacred feminine leadership to come into play so that you can go from forced to free and flowing and having more time off to do the things you love. And bitch, if you don't know things you love outside of your business, you fucking need to figure out who you are outside of your business, because that makes you codependent on your business and you a control freak that will never allow your team freedom that they actually need. And it's a victim mentality that's keeping you stuck. You should probably join one of my programs. I'm ninja with that. The second thing that I learned over my 25 years was the amount of opportunity that we miss within our clients. Every salon owner is like, I just need more clients. I just need more clients. I just need more clients. But you know what? You don't. You actually don't. You need to concentrate on the foundations for serving the clients that you've got at higher standards. Once you can serve at the best capacity possible, and believe me, everybody's standards can be improved. Mine were improving over 25 years. And that's how I got even new staff when they came in to be at my 25 years of standards of being able to show up at the highest level for my clients. Because once you can work on the foundational level of serving the clients that you have at the greatest capacity, you can double your turnover. You can double your turnover, not just your profits, but your turnover. You can go from six figures to seven figures. You can go from seven figures to eight figures just by serving the clients you have at higher standards. And if you want to improve your standards, you should reach out to me, because guess what? I'm fucking ninja at that. The third thing I learned through the hairdressing industry is everybody is trying to walk before you fucking crawl. Take the time to make mistakes. We are perfectionists. I get that, and I'm so emotional about this today, because it's what stops us from being perfect. Our perfectionism prevents us from making mistakes, and we hide the things that we fuck up on because we think that we've made a mistake and that's bad and wrong. And it's not. It's so perfect. When we can own our mistakes, then we realize that they are our lessons. They're our initiations to be better. The more we suppress and cover up the things that we fuck up, the more we stay stagnant at this ceiling and we can't actually get to the level and the layer that we really want to be at. So don't fucking hide. Don't fucking hide who you really are. All of the shit that you're putting in your face and pretending to be somebody else is because you're hiding who the fuck you are. Stand up and be actually brave and bold. Show up authentic. And that doesn't mean that you tell your staff absolutely everything. They're not your fucking therapists, all right? Find a team, a mentorship, a mastermind like I have that can literally help hold and support you and witness you and the mistakes that you make so that we can grow and evolve together and actually initiate you into the next layer of your leadership and the next layer of your success in your business. Now, the number four thing I notice the most is how disempowered salon owners make their team members. Accidentally, you don't even realize you're doing it. And I did it for a fucking decade. I thought that I needed to be the problem solver within my business. And my staff could come to me for every fucking problem under the sun and I would fix it for them. Gross. I made my team dependent on me. And all of that responsibility and all of that pressure and that stress was up to me to solve. And I know that so many of you do that and it feels so fucked, doesn't it? The pressure becomes so overwhelming and you can't even let yourself cry and you just keep on fucking drinking or going out and partying or going and fucking and texting or shopping and doing all of the things to actually stop feeling these fucking emotions of pressure and overwhelm because it's fucking intense. But you know there's a solution for that. All you have to do is help your team become problem solvers. So I used to have this thing that I would say to my team, you have a problem. I want you to think about the solution that you want and then the path to get there. And once you've figured those things out, then fucking come to me and tell me and we'll action them. And when I literally made that change, my staff completely shifted overnight. They became problem solvers, and you should have seen the difference in their work. You should have seen the difference in how they showed up for clients. It was like chalk and cheese. They went from being children to fucking leaders. Oh, it's so sexy when that happens. I can't tell you how relieving it is as a salon owner. It will change your life forever. So rather than controlling your teams and having you be their problem solver, and I know that you love that, sweetie. I did too. I loved being able to fix everybody and save everybody. But you know what? We ain't Jesus. We're not Mother Mary. We're not Mary Magdalene. We're not Yeshua. We're none of these people, right? We are salon owners. We are here to create leaders. We're not here to create more children. And when we disempower our teams, they become dependents on us, which means that we're their parents and they will treat us like their parents. That's why your team's retail fluctuates, because your team are not empowered as adults. You've created children that come to you like little wah, wah, wah babies that want you to solve their problems. So allow your team to step up and be leaders, natural born leaders that they are, so that then you can become even stronger in your leadership, then you can go from a leader to a pioneer. Now, the number five thing that I noticed within my 25 years of hairdressing is that salon owners have no idea of the gaps and the blind spots in their business. Obviously, that's why they're gaps and blind spots. Blithe idiot. What I mean by that is, you have got gaps and blind spots in your business right now, even though you've got all those people helping you work on your business. But do you know who you don't have? Somebody that is able to come in and understand the accounting side, understand the energetics of your business, understand the energetics of your team, understand the overwhelm of a salon owner, understand the industry, how to work with the color houses, how to get everything you want from the power company to the apprentices to the garbage taker awayer. And those gaps are costing you money, time, freedom, energy, and pleasure, and love, and self-worth, and respect. So if you want to actually understand the gaps in your business and create a strategy to help you get from wherever you are now to that dream life that you know is out there, because it really is out there. I love nothing more than being able to leave my salon 6 hours before my staff did every day, knowing that I had created a well-oiled machine. And my staff were literally the ones that would say, Blythe, can you get out of the salon? Because we make way more money. We serve our clients to greater capacity when you're not here. You're the bottleneck in the business. Go to the beach, do something else, but just don't be here. And every time I did that, my staff would produce a better result. Is that sexy or is that sexy? Don't you want that? Man, it feels good. So there's a strategy for that. I got it, of course. I got you back. I've got you back. Now, the number six thing that I learned from 25 years of being in the hairdressing industry is that we as hairdressers don't understand our profit and loss statements properly. Yes, I do, Blythe. My accountant trained me. Baby, your accountant trained you to see like an accountant. Your ex-salon owner taught you to see like a salon owner, but they didn't combine the two. And then also they didn't combine the logistics behind that. I studied legislation also for 15, 17 years. So how I teach my salon owners to look at a P&L statement, a profit and loss statement, is different to other people. There is literally a way and a system to look at your profit and loss statement that if you know what you're doing right now, you could add an extra 30% to your bottom line straight away. No more clients, no more staff, no more retailing. Just by changing shit on your profit and loss statement would literally add 30% extra profit to your bottom line. How sexy is that? How sexy is that? Oh, is that why I can guarantee that people that work with me will double their profits in 90 days? Yes, it is, baby. Yes, it is. Sexy, isn't it? I know how to do a lot of different things and I want to teach you so that you can do them for yourself because I don't want you to be dependent on me. I want to teach you so that then you can go and teach other people and we can revolutionize hairdressing forever. So let's go, baby. Let's fucking go. Now, the number seven thing that I learned from being in the hairdressing industry that will change your life and your staff's lives for fucking ever is the biggest scam that there is. Superannuation. What? I'm in a union super fund, Blythe. Oh my God, it helps us. Guess what I learned? I also learned investment. I learned how to be a financial advisor. I do not give financial advice though. Definitely not. But I'll tell you what I learned, that you can go onto the same website that financial advisors and superannuation funds go onto, and you can do it yourself for your team. Your team can actually get it set up for them. And so what does that mean, Blythe? Why the fuck would I do that? Well, it means that instead of your superannuation company getting half of your superannuation, that you'd get that half. So instead of making 4%, the minimum that you could make would be 10%. And if they have a good year, you can make up to 15% in a year. But your superannuation company won't tell you that because they want to take that extra 10-11% off you. Blythe, isn't that really hard? No, it's as easy as setting up a bank account online. Can you imagine if you knew how to get an extra 10-15% in your superannuation every year? But guess better than that. Guess what? When you do it with these companies, that money compounds every year. So instead of when you leave the industry to go and retire or you want to sell your salon, rather than having, you know, 100 grand or 200 grand, you'd have anywhere from 2 million to 50 million, depending on how much super you put in each year, because that money compounds every year. So you know how like Bitcoin's going up exponentially? Ah, decentralized platforms are so unreliable, Blythe. Yeah, guess what? Superannuation isn't if you invest it, right? So you can have that same exponential growth because that money would compound every year. And what compounding interest means is that it grows and grows and grows and grows without you having to put any extra money in it. But then if you put your super in there as well, then it grows like 10x, 20x. So how cool would it be if your salon mentor, coach, was able to share with you a way that you could create that for yourself and your team? What if your team got that from working with you? Why? Like, I'm giving you all these things so that your team never want to leave, because working in your salon is like the most amazing place ever, because you've got all these different skills and gifts that are going to like change their lives forever. Can you imagine hairdressers that literally had a retirement fund of $20 million? Baby, they ain't never going to leave you. Now you've just got to help them figure out what they really love so that they know what to spend their $20 million on. And maybe you need to figure out something outside of your business that you really love to spend your money on too. What I realized is learning how to harness energy and create a sacred space within your salon changes everything. Everything. Like, I want to give you an example of my last salon. We worked in the city right near Parliament House. The ones that weren't these things, I love you too. All of our clients were politicians, the people that wrote for the politicians, lawyers, doctors, plastic surgeons, all those high-end people up and around the city in Sydney, right? So we were dealing with these people and they had no respect for hairdressers, right? Because hairdressers are dumb and stupid and we know nothing. I don't believe that, but that's often a perspective that people have, and it's often a perspective that we have of ourselves as hairdressers. So there was many of these clients that would come into our salon, and you know what it's like when they're a high-end, you know, making multiple six figures in their business, being like, you know, I need to be out of here like yesterday, get exactly what I need done. And we'd be like, okay. And then, you know, I went to India, studied with some monks, saw the Dalai Lama over there, did all of these amazing spiritual woo-woo things with Anthony Robbins, and learned how to create sacred space within my salon. I taught my teams how we created together this beautiful healing hub in the city that was magnetic, that was able to draw these people in with its beautiful, loving, caring energy so that we could help heal the hearts of the city. We felt like we had we owed it to humanity to be able to share our beautiful hearts and our healing gifts so that these people could fucking fall back in love with themselves and realize their own internal beauty with the external beauty that we were creating for them, right? So these lawyers and doctors and people would come into our salons being assholes and the C words, and we'd take them to our beautiful, relaxing ritual space, the basin area, of course, our beautiful, relaxing ritual space. And then we would do these beautiful rituals on them. We'd have sacred smells and beautiful oils and like these amazing massages where we'd like touch their necks and their shoulders and put these beautiful towels over them with incense and just give them these beautiful blessings. And they'd come back from the basin area like, I'm taking the afternoon off. What did you do back there? I feel so like, I don't know, I just haven't felt like this before. I feel really good. Yeah, I might just like stay here for a while. And what is the things that you told me to get? I'm totally going to do that. Yeah. Give me the treatment. Give me the, I don't know, what is it? You want to change my hairstyle? You want to give me that beautiful color? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Thank you. I would love to have that done. What are these things that I need to take home and do on my hair? How do I use them? Okay, yeah, I want to take it all. Thank you for looking after me today. Wouldn't it be so nice if your fucking hardest clients, the ones that come in and you're like, this C word, end up being the ones that love you the most, that are your bills that walk away spending $2,000 every time, and they come back excited for the next experience that you get to help them transform into. Because we're not here to change anybody. We're here to transform people. So these people would come into our salon like a fucking secret, and then they would leave our salon in their heart, happy, feeling loved up, feeling seen, feeling beautiful, remembering to forget everything that they were literally coming in for. Half of them would go to the movies instead of going back to work. It was great. So I would love you to be able to be holding this sacred space within your salon that is so beautiful and yummy for your clients, that they are excited and they ask to book back in next time. When can I come and see you again? I really want to come and see you. Do I have to wait until I have my haircut? It's like, no, you can come in for a treatment and a toner anytime. Great, book me in for that. And then they come in between their haircuts and their colors for fucking services and end up spending like heaps of money there as well, because they're excited. They love the feeling that your salon provides them. And some of you might be saying, well, Blythe, you know, that's just like stealing off people. Is it? Because people go and get massages every fucking day because they want to feel better. Is it? Because people want to go to get Botox because they don't feel like they look good enough or feel good enough. But what if you could help them look that good and feel that good from being in your energy? Just your energy. You don't even need to fucking stick a needle in their face. You can just give them that amount of beauty from your energy. So I want to help you remember. I want to help your staff remember the power that you have within you that can help people heal on layers and levels that you're not even yet aware of. Yum. Yum. I'm here for you for that. Now, the second last most amazing thing that I learned from being in the hairdressing industry for 25 years is getting your staff to fall in love with figures and making it fun. Oh my gosh, wouldn't you love it if your staff's reporting was fun for them? How can you make it fun for them? Blythe, that is literally impossible. Pay them. Pay them to do the reporting. Pay them. Delegate shit that you don't want to do to people and then make it fun for them. How do I do that? Be a great leader. Be a great leader. I fucking loved coming in the morning. I would pay my staff to be there 15 minutes early so that they could go through their day, figure out what outcomes they wanted for each client, where they were in their figures, where their figures were from the week before, what gaps they had, how they were going to fill those gaps, and what like intuitive, exciting things that they could do to create in that day that would make their day way more fun, that would inspire their clients, and that would like get them banked by the end of the day and hitting their targets by a Wednesday so the rest of the week would be cruisy. Or they could like 10x their results if they worked full hard for the rest of the week. So, and I don't mean hard, like extra time, blah, 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 all that shit. I don't mean that. My staff worked 4 days a week, guys. Like it was fucking awesome in my salons. So getting your staff in love with their figures so that every morning, whether you're in the salon or not, it doesn't matter. Even if I was like in Tahiti or Fiji or in Mexico, it didn't matter where I was. They would show up online for me and be like, hey, this is what I'm doing today. Oh my God, this is what I'm going to reach. Oh my gosh, this is what I'm on track for this week. And I'm going to rebook all these clients. I'm going to do these figures and I'm going to do this. And I'm doing this because I'm working towards blah, 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 blah. They might've been going to buy a new house. They wanted to go to Greece for a month. They wanted to go and do this amazing trip. They wanted to go and do this amazing trek. They wanted this amazing new apartment. They wanted a Versace bag. Whatever it was, everybody was working towards something and they knew that their figures were a way of getting them exactly what they wanted in their lives, and they had no ickiness or yuckiness or anything like that around it because they weren't selling fuck all anything to their clients. All they were doing was creating an amazing energy for their clients, a beautiful space for their clients to be in, and then providing them with education, because the clients, when they're in that beautiful space and they're open and heart led and feel like nobody's selling to them, then we just come in and give them the things that they're literally asking for. So allowing your staff to fall in love with reporting and figures will change your life forever. The last and final point that I learned from being in hairdressing for 25 years is how to make your staff never want to leave by giving them the most epic, amazing incentives that inspire them for a lifetime. How do I do that, Blythe? Good question. Join my mastermind. But if you can't, you totally can. But the best way is to create a relationship with your team and work with each one of them individually. If you've got a franchise and you've got multiple salons, then you need to be doing this with your managers so then they can do this with their team. Providing incentives to each individual that are unique to them when they hit each target, right? And so a lot of people are like, yeah, I've got three layers of commissions, you know, this, this, and this. Well, I can guarantee you that newer staff will just hit under or just on that first level, right? And then the second level of staff that have been there for a long time might occasionally around Christmas or big periods hit the top one, but they'll generally stick to that middle one, right? Because you haven't given them enough areas of growth. That's what happens. So you need to give them more areas of growth so that they can be like, fuck, I'm like tier number two. This is shithouse. I should be tier number 10. So it will help them work their way up, right? So that there is these epic incentives. So give them more. Don't give them less. Give them no reason to leave. Make it so that your salon provides everything that they could ever have imagined, 10x that, right? So give them absolutely everything and your staff will never want to leave. And you know what's even better than that? They will have the best of their friends who are also in the industry, who are also high performers, high achievers, asked to come and work with you. That's how it got for me at the end. I literally had team members being like, hey Blythe, I've got a chick in Ireland who really wants to come to Australia. Look, these are her figures. I know she'll fit in with the salon. Like, it'll be fucking awesome. So I would literally have staff members from overseas who I'd never met before, who I'd spoken to on a fucking Zoom call. I would literally sponsor them, get them to the country, and they were already primed and ready and knowing what level and layer they needed to produce at because they were working with their mates. And their mates also held them accountable and be like, bitch, you're not hitting the targets. This is what we have to do in our salon. This is how we do it. So my team would educate the other team members, right? And wouldn't that be the best? If you didn't even have to inspire your team, the culture in your salon was so fucking strong that your team inspired new members and that culture was infective and infective in a positive way where everybody was so pumped up, so fired, so banked, so happy, getting amazing holidays, working 4 days, doing all these amazing things. And your clients fucking felt that because your staff are so empowered and confident. Yum. Now, let me know in the comments below, guys. What did you take away from this? What are the three top things that you think that if you implemented would completely shift your salon? Pop it in the notes below and let me know because I am so excited to hear more about it. And then also, if you want to reach out to me, let me know what your challenges are because I am a coach, a mentor. I have been for 17 years now. Through health, through business, through the hairdressing industry, I have been their bridge and I'd love to be that bridge for you. I've got a fucking epic mastermind for salon owners that will change your fucking life forever. It'll allow you to have the salon that you actually want. And if you want to leave your salon, it'll help you create the salon that will scale so well and sell so quickly. So if that's what you want to do, whether you want to scale or whether you want to sell, get in touch because I can help you change your life forever. And I guarantee my results. If you work with me and you do not get the results you want, I will give you 100% of your money back because I know what I am capable of and I know how to get you to the place where you want to be. So there's no risk, baby. There's no risk at all. And you know what? I will even work with you until you get the results that you want whilst you're not paying because I guarantee my work. Do you guarantee your work? Of course you do. You're a hairdresser. You're a fucking legend. That's how we roll. Anyway, I hope you loved this episode. I hope you took so much away from it and I hope this really changes your salon so that you can be part of the revolution that changes this industry forever. If this episode spoke to your soul, I would love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, please subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't let your journey end here. Connect with me and my like-minded community of beautiful souls at Blythe Langford on all social platforms. I look forward to diving with you deeper on your journey.